From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are so live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, and slightly groggy from watching the Grammys last night. I'm Allison Stewart.
Speak for yourself, I won't sleep. And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, February 11th, 2008. I'm cold today, Allison.
Rachel, I wish you might be able to see Rachel later on the blog. Rachel has a parka on with a faux fur-lined hood.
It's completely wrapped around. It's not fair. You know, a week ago, it was about 60 degrees in Manhattan, and now all of a sudden winter decided that it's coming back with a vengeance. And for the record, I am over it.
I'm really warm today. I'm so hot in here. I can't even tell you. Yes. It's just ridiculous.
Ying and yang.
You know what? This news, sometimes on the weekend, there's not a lot of news going on. But I found myself riveted. There was so much happening between politics and this online... these hackers who are trying to take down Scientology. You're going to talk to someone about that, right?
It's a very interesting and bizarre story. And we're also going to talk about the Cookie Monster, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's part of a series called In Character, where people at NPR, our reporters, are supposed to say about some sort of fictional character who really inspires you. I actually pitched mine as Little Miss Sunshine. I love that movie and I love her, and she sort of, I feel a kinship with her. So, but today it's Cookie Monster. One of the most emailed at NPR. We'll also talk about that weekend group. They call themselves Anonymous. They stage these protests against the Church of Scientology. Some call them hackers. Some call them cyber terrorists. We'll discuss it after the break. You're also going to get to some news headlines in just a minute.
Indeed.
But first, here's the BPP's big story. A whole lot of politics to cover. We begin with Barack Obama, who swept all four Democratic contests over the weekend, beating Hillary Clinton to take the Louisiana primary and caucuses in Maine, Nebraska, and Washington State. Obama celebrated the victories last night in Virginia, where he is campaigning for Tuesday's primary.
We won in Louisiana. We won in Nebraska. We won in Washington State. We won north, we won south, we won in between. And I believe that we can win Virginia on Tuesday if you're ready to stand for change.
And he had another victory over the weekend.
And the Grammy goes to Barack Obama.
Obama won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album for the audio version of his book, The Audacity of Hope. And he beat out a Clinton to do it. Bill Clinton, that is. Obama also edged out former President Jimmy Carter and Alan Alda, a former fictional aspiring president.
As for Hillary Clinton, not the best weekend, and her husband's failed Grammy bid was the least of it. After coming up on the losing end of all four weekend contests, she announced she's replacing her campaign manager, Patty Solis Doyle. Maggie Williams will take over. Does the name sound familiar? Well, she served as chief of staff to Clinton when she was first lady.
And if it were up to Clinton, her campaign manager wouldn't be the only person hitting the road. The candidate is urging MSNBC to fire political reporter David Schuster because of his choice of words in discussing Chelsea Clinton last week. Schuster was talking to radio host Bill Press and columnist Bob Franken about Chelsea Clinton's increased involvement in her mom's campaign. The conversation went like this.
Bill, there's just something a little bit unseemly to me that Chelsea's out there calling up celebrities saying, support my mom, and apparently she's also calling these superdelegates.
Hey, she's working for her mom. What's unseemly about that? I mean, during the last campaign, the Bush twins were out working for their dad. I think it's great. I think she's grown up in a political family. She's got politics in her blood. She loves her mom. She thinks she'd make a great president.
But doesn't
Michelle
it seem
Obama's
like she's
out
being...
there for her husband. So,
but doesn't it seem like Chelsea's sort of being pimped out in some weird sort of way?
Now, Schuster's use of the phrase pimped out is what has him in hot water. After some pressure, MSNBC suspended him indefinitely, and he issued an on-air apology. But Senator Clinton says those measures are insufficient. Her campaign is threatening to stay out of the future NBC-sponsored debates if further action isn't taken.
Of course, the campaign won't wait for that issue to resolve itself. Candidates in both parties are preparing for tomorrow's Potomac primaries in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
Hey, that's the BPP's big story. Rachel, let's get some more news.